Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, I mean, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Eh, nice work.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Hello, everybody. It's Sunday. I'm just, like, hoping it is, because, like, you know, right before the show, I was like, okay, I want to run out and get the mail real quick. And my wife's like, it's Sunday. And I'm like, ah, don't ask. Just, I'm going to go hide now. This is State of the Kingdom. If you couldn't tell by the unique and interesting, opener made by Rock the Slayer for me. And, How this show works is it is mostly a question and answer show. It is just like Chicken Scully. However, I am not quite as popular. I don't know why. Because I don't know why. I guess I don't have enough your mama jokes. So I'm going to have to start increasing the I did your mom jokes to try to get to the level of fan base that Chicken Scully have. Because that's obviously got to be the reason. I don't have enough mama jokes. So that being said, if you would like to participate in said show, you can send questions to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. That is the account. And you can they can be mostly game-related, and you can ask my opinion on stuff and such and such. Because otherwise, what happens on this show is that it begins to delve into this great time of suckitude. And it is gloriously bad. Now, I'm not talking like awfully bad, like the awfully baddest songs of the 80s. No. That's different. It gets bad. Because I ramble, and I ramble. Not my usual good rambling way. I ramble like this. Where I can't talk, and it gets very bad. So, send your questions to Teacher's Assistant 100-5959. Yawn. Because, like, you know, that's where it needs to be, those questions. And Leather wants an auto plunger. God, what the hell has happened to chat these days? I also need more reverb. Well, you know. God, plugs must be very uncomfortable. All that leather and black lace and metal studs. Dear God. because we don't need to suck up to you. Well, you should suck up to me. Every so often I give away stuff. Occasionally. Boobs. Ah, boobs. Boobs are good. Anyway, I'll play three songs. And hope and pray that there's, like, questions. And we'll talk about Clover Tuesday. Because that's, like, the only thing that's really happened since last week.
I'm already dying.
Not a good sign. Anyway. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Alrighty, I am back. And, let's talk about Clovers. And people are now telling me that the hermit's been and stuff and the clover's been nerfed, and I'm not finding anything official one way or another on it. But I know that there was a ton of new Clover adventures that have come out. That if you have a Clover, you get all sorts of different interesting things. And you get a Clover now with the letter from the king when you ascend. And I'm not finding anything, like, official on this, guys. Is this, like, an actual nerf? Or is people basically whimpering because the RNG is being petty right now? Let's do a Jake Post search. Let's see. I don't see. Oh, maybe. Hold on. But anyway, lots of new things that you can find. And, nothing there. I'm doing super fast research here because, you know, I've been completely unaware of this because I've not been in hardcore much. I'm doing hardcore right now with Ash so that he can do his Gold Meatstack trophy, which is the last trophy I need to get. But I'm trying to see if it actually is a official nerf commenting. I'm not finding a post yet. The DJs in the back here, the ones that are blue messing me and aiming me, we're all kind of like, you know, we're saying that it's just a clover drought. I remember about a week and a half clover drought, and it was right during the NO speedrun contest, and everyone was absolutely just whining about it. And, so, yeah, like, you know. People are, like, in panic mode. Because, oh my god. We have not seen, you know, clovers in 6 days. And I just remember they were just like, why? Why? Well, no, nothing official. I guess tomorrow night will be interesting, but yeah, we're all kind of in the back. You know, I'm of the opinion it's a drought. Okay? I'm of the opinion it's a drought. And people were like, oh my god, panicking. Now, I think what's really going on, and this would be my opinion, is that, and let's logically think this out now. Okay, guys, let's put some logic here with all these, oh my god, clovers are dead, blah blah blah, the hermit. Let's logically think this out. we all understand, I think every person listening understands that Clover Days have huge, significant importance, specifically in hardcore, because you can get Clover for your big rock to make your rock and roll legend. You can use clovers to get food grab bags, which for teetotalers and no-paths is quintessential for ease of food gathering until you get all the skills you need. And I mean, with if you think about it now, if you have Pastamancery, if you have Sauce Crafting, and if you have Pulverize, you can pretty much survive and make high mains. If you get to items that pulverize into nuggets, you know, chow mains, you still have to get certain food bits. Okay? Now, that being said, those take some time. Whereas the reagent foods are nice and easy to get. You need the reagent, you need the noodle, and then you need one of those four items. And two of them you can get out of a grab bag. Multiple of them at times. The clover is important on stress dealing with the skeleton. The clover helps in different other situations. And on times when the clovers run dry, as of right now, life sucks for hardcore players. I not deny it. You know, so I think, and I really am hoping here, is that clovers are not being nuked from the Hermit, because that would just make things fairly tricky at times. And I'm hoping, I'm praying, that they're just adding in other places to get clovers. Because really, unless you had Marmot, you could get the rare clover drop from the shore. And I don't remember any other spot to get them. Okay? I'm going to go with the drought on clovers, because I've seen it before. Instead of a nerf from the Hermit. Now, if that is a concern question, then definitely send that to Radio Bugbear, and hopefully we'll get something official from them on Monday. I did not read the whole transcript on Thursday night. Was anything said there on it? Apparently now they're saying clovers drop from 31337 scrolls. Not the first time you use it, but like the second time or third time you use one. Where else did I see the comment that they were dropping from? Somewhere else now. That was a little bit different. So I don't know. I don't know. I would say, let's just assume it's a drought. I mean, it's a 50% chance every day. Clovers or not. Random numbers goes in streaks. So, talking about doing something two clovers in the future, but not now. Well, you know, this is the future compared to Thursday. Now, guys, the clover is a rare drop on the shore. It's not a given. So, they do drop from 31337s. I've not seen one yet, because I've actually not played with them, but I could actually break out here. Hold on. Let me break in Dark Eagle here. Let me log that boy in. And I'm going to prove this here. Dark Eagle. Da 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 da. Okay, there's password. Let you figure out what that meant. Inventory. Combine stuff. And let's make some scrolls, shall we? 3, 3, 4. We'll make, 2 of those. Combine those with that. And, so I have inventory. Go over here. Miscellaneous. And I go to the 3331 element. Yeah. I hit scroll. First one I hit. Oh, wait, because I haven't unlocked that yet. On dark. Boy, I'm an idiot. But I have 15 turns left. Sweet. So I gotta see, unlock it now. Anyway. Okay, I'll get back to that. So I'm not really exactly sure what's going on with that. So guys, as I said, just have patience, and hopefully we'll get a definitive answer on this. Yeah, Dark Eagle. I have nothing else to do with this character. I've gotten every skill. I have nothing to do with him. He farms crap now. Because it's all he's good for. He's becoming actually decently wealthy on his food farming, which is nice, which is great for that multi. Not that I can do anything with it, but he's getting quite wealthy. which is nice. And no, I will not give you any meat. What was it I was looking at doing? Oh, yeah. I was trying to go ahead and unlock that. Because I never bothered to go to the shore. Because, like, he's farming food, so there's no point right now for him to go to the shore. Yeah, I'm one of those bad farmer characters now. Blah-ha, blah-ha, blah-ha. I'm too drunk to go on vacation. Damn it. Anyway. Maybe DJ Ash has got some on him. I just want to see it. Because, you know, I'm... yeah, okay, DJ Ashland, miscellaneous. He's got to have some crap laying around scroll-wise. Because, you know, everybody sends some stuff. This is riveting radio, I know. But I'm proving this point because that's just kind of how I... Yeah, and I'm getting clovers now. Again, clovers never dropped on these. So, those are now everyone else is doing that with stuff. Telfalon. So, anyway. So, we had this issue, question mark, with it, what's going on with the clovers. That being said, there are a lot of new clover drop items that you can get. And you can get all sorts of different combos of items and things that you might need, this and that, and that's good, but I think it's a drought until someone tells me, because as someone said, you know, if this was this major of a change, we would have been told about it. I mean, that one I think was major enough, we would have been said, hey, this has changed, there you go. So, let's get back to the question, shall we? Because I think I've rambled long enough about that. And, because, you know, I should find something else to talk about than you guys listening to me put together scrolls and realizing that I can't and different stuff. NovaKnights21 says, I've been too busy to actually level my software multi, so I've been gymming it. Now I basically have every quest to do. Which one should I start on? Finding the mosquito larva. And then dealing with the tavern are great places to start. Those are great places to start. Oh yeah. I'm in on everything. I'm not on Deb, but yet I know everything about this game. and that's why I'm not filthy, filthy, filthy rich. Right. That's why I'm struggling now to finally get to a point today, finally, where I can actually finally ICP farm my golden meat stack. Yeah, okay. Bahu says, help only for Sorcerer so I can finally have Elemental Sorcerer, and I'm sucking so very hard. How the hell am I supposed to play as a hardcore Mist class? Well, if you had asked me that question before all of the new one-handed spatula-type weapons came out, I would have to say it's a hybrid muscle class. But you now have a plethora of items that add to your spell damage, and there are also some high-level spells that will add to your spell damage. Now, I know you're not high-level to get those spells, but the idea here is items, more items, and more items, and more items. To raise your spell damage. You still want to have the ability to have combat initiative, and you want to just nuke the crap out of people. That's really about your goal there. And have enough hit points that if you don't kill it in one shot, you can nuke them the second time and go get healed. That's really what you need to do as a high-end Mist class, because you have... hey, I could be going Viscera. Sorry. So, yes, that's what I did with a hardcore Mist class. Now, also, as a backup, recommend that you do a hybrid LTS synergy type situation where you at least have a melee weapon, and worst case, you can pwn things. But these nice spatulas are melee, so hey, you can hide that. Worth it just fine. Epic Nauseated says, level 8, Accordion Thief, Hardcore Oxy, 110 buffed Moxie. Which is best for stats? Pillaging? No, Menagerie, which is best? Menagerie, 3rd level, or Icy Peak? Once you get to 8, go with the Icy Peak. As soon as you get to level 8, go to the Icy Peak. Fansonic Penguin, are you having fun teaching? Yeah. Cardinal, well, here we go with the questions. Number 1, what's your favorite familiar of all time? You make me look, aren't you? Let's see here. Da, 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 da. I'm looking. For sheer usability, would have to be the Cheshire Bat. For sheer coolness, I have to say... either the Jill Lantern or the inflatable dodecapede. For the one that made me crack up so hard I had to get it right then, the Astral Badger. Cardinal, go look at how many familiars I have, and understand that I have favorite familiars for different situations. The Dodek for the Naughty Sorceress. The Cheshire Bat for farming. The Coffee Pixie for item gathering. I have different favorite ones to for different situations. Does Musk of the Moose actually do anything? I haven't seen any sign of it effective. Yeah, it works. It does. Exactly like it's supposed to. Are the new Clover Adventures going to alter your general area pattern for ascensions? It might if I have to find something and it's just not dropping. So, Yeah. Number four, any opinion of the Russian dude who turned down the Fields Prize and the subsequent claims that Yao et al. Tried to steal his credit? You know, there's been a history of people who've turned down prizes because they did their whatever they did for the love of the work, not for the recognition. And I think that, you know, that's kind of where it is. As for these other people trying to steal his credit, welcome to math and science research. It's always been that way. Number five, are the new utensils at all worth spending adventures on for their smashability? You know, I've not even ever smashed one, so I honestly don't know what they're worth. Let me go pull up Dark. I know he's got a plethora of knob spatulas. That's where he's been farming lately. Spatula. Let's smash one. A knob goblin spatula gives you twinkly powder. That's not very much usable. Let's see here. Let's go to the high-end one. Let's see, let me go buy a star spatula and see what it does. That's one of the high-end ones. Spatula City. I love spatulas so much, I bought the store. Twinkling nuggets for star spatula. Not seeing much good. That's the word for the day. Plethora. I'm really not seeing much goodness here, guys. Unless you know of one specifically that actually does something, then I'm gonna have to lean towards no. Here, I'll go check the wiki list. Let's see here. And of course, does it say what they smash into? No. Only other one that might be decent is a pizza cutter, because it's high-end. So let me go buy one of those. Even though there's like plenty of them on the mall. Oversized pizza cutter. Now I have to say, when those came out, I was so happy, because it was something I'd been fussing about for months, was that you had to do something to start helping increase spell damage. And they were finally doing it, and then he finally got the weapons out. I was like, thank you. Oversized, O comes before P. Oversized pizza cutter is all twinkly, so I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I don't see anything worth smashing them. It all looks for twinkly everything. So, unless you find one that smashes into non-twinkly, I'm going for no on this. Next question is from, the Dread Pirate Wesley, who's going to make a new bump for the show, which is going to be hilarious. With so much hype about 8 new zones, would you really like to see added? I would love to see, and this is for selfish reasons, a schoolhouse. Because I actually came up with this whole area. You'd have the crotchety old teacher who would drop rulers. You'd have the bullies who would drop rubber bands and could drop gum, you know, in your hair as an effect. Gum in your hair. You know, distracts you so your moxie isn't as high, because you don't look as cool with a big wad of gum in your hair. The teachers would also drop something else I came up with. You'd have the non-combats where you went into the boys/girls bathroom, and the one stall that you had to use was broken and missing the latch, and so you magically rig something so it would hold together, increase your mysticality. I always come up with this whole thing. So I would love to see a schoolhouse. Would love to see. Why do you hate melee damage and free turns? Because I keep forgetting about Watts. Because I don't use them, you know. But that would be cool for me to do. See, I'm right now in farming mentality. And so when I smash something, I have one thing in mind, and that is nuggets. Because nuggets make food, and food makes me meat. That's just, you know, where I'm at, unfortunately. You know, Twinkly Powder is plus 3 damage absorption, Twinkly Nuggets is plus 3 melee damage for 5 adventures, and the Twinkly Wad is, you get an adventure and a spleen bit. So, you know, but, you know, in my mindset, I'm there for all for getting food. But now, most of these spatulas, not all of them, but, oh, you know, let's look at this for a second. Spatulas, where do they come out at? Okay. The pie server, the Gnollish pie server, comes out to Grassy Knoll. You're going to be there sometimes. You might have one drop. Okay? The Gnollish Slotted Spoon is going to come out again in the Degrassy Knoll. Guess what? You're going to be there. You have to be there, especially in Hardcore. Nobgoblin Spatula. The Nobgoblin Kitchens. If you're a teetotaler or a no-path, you're going to be there. You need food. The Jack Flapper. That's from Canada. That's an iffy. That one's not really kind of worth it. Filthy Pestle. The Hippie Camp. Well, you're kind of there, you're kind of not always there. Let's see here. What's the next one? Nobgoblin Melon Baller comes out of the Nobgoblin Laboratory. Again, that one you're kind of not there all the time. The Huge Spoon comes out from the cemetery. Well, those, again, may drop. Pizza Cutter. Well, that comes out of the airship. You're going to be there. The Star Spatula, that's in the hole in the sky. You could make it if you got the extras, but usually you wouldn't do it. So, you know, some of them, there are enough of those that would come up. So, Pocket Protector, plus 3 Mysticality, minus 5 Moxie. Nice. So, I don't know. Hawksmoor, with the recent Clover change, do you think it would be good using the Marmot Zodiac over Possum for speed softcore run? No, not for softcore. No. Definitely not for softcore. Hardcore? Debatable. Depends on how many other plus stat boosting skills you had. Nova Knight made a snow cone especially for me. What is it? Yellow and smell like urea. Pikachamp asks, what's the best way to go about getting the meat for a Tome of Snow Cone summoning? Well, you have multiple ways. Number one, you can farm the Icy Peak for a long, long time. Number two, you can buy out items low, sell them high. Make more money. Make meat that way. Number three, you can donate a bunch of Mr. A's and sell them. And whichever way you use, you can get as much meat as you need to buy the snow cone. Do not, however, ever resort to the Begzoring. Because then people will kill you. Gleeb says, which skill should I take this run? Super Advanced Meat Smithing, Claws of the Otter, or Tongue of the Walrus? Claws. Melee damage is good. Melee damage is very good. Tongue would be my second choice. Meat smithing would be my third. Gleeb says, are misclass good enough yet to start playing them like misclasses instead of just LTSing everything? They're getting closer. They're not there yet, but they are very close. Again, if you have a question you'd like for me to answer, you can send it to Teacher's Assistant, which is player 1005959. Green or blue messages are acceptable. I've now done a 2-day run, says Gleebs. But it cost me 2 loti and a can of air. How expensive is too expensive for a 2-day run? When you start buying hockey sticks for just for running 2-day runs, you're too expensive. But, you know, most assumptions are you are dealing with the loti or the taps and or cans or pate. That's almost kind of a given, depending on which path preset format you run with. You for a 2-day run, you really do kind of have to buy some of those expensive things. For a 3-day run, you don't. For a 3-day run, you can still really just, you know, use chow mein and decent drinks, and you're fine. I said use high mein now, but that's beside the point. 2-day run, that expects you to put some resources into it. Jibido Namfudo asks, hi, I'm wanting to do something fun on the feast. Should I do the Feast of Boris as a muscle or mysticality class? Yeah, go muscle. Break it. Oh my god, Jake R. Nerf Clovars. Sad face. It's okay, Rickett. It's okay. How goes the hardcore everything quest? I know it's you're up there. How's Kayleen going? I hadn't looked lately. Jibidone Amfudo asks, also, I screwed up and this is going to be a 5-day run. Should I send today for tongue or way of the sauce? Go tongue. Gleams asks, which hardcore rewards would be good pulls on a softcore character? Stainless steel scarf, especially if you don't have hockey sticks, because it's kind of almost a hockey stick. That's good. Those are good. When I really didn't care about doing a 3-day run, I'd pull my shill, I would pull my skull cap, and I would pull slacks. And I would run with those 4 and be quite happy. But honestly, there's nothing saying you couldn't just pull all 6 items and go stainless steel and have some fun. You know, at some point when I get utterly bored with Ash, unless Kayleen and the speed hardcore runners find out there's a trophy for hardcore permanenting every skill, at which point I will cry. I'm seriously going to get Ash's Plexi outfit out and just wear that all day. Just blind you all with the whiteness of my skin. I don't know yet. What? Dragonade, where's this jacuzzi tub at? I will send one there to you. Moving on. Noodle Ninja says, hey Ash, I've got a question. What is your favorite area in the game in terms of comedic content? The Purple Haze was quite funny. You know, the various trips, those were good. I like the Hole in the Sky, for obvious reasons. I tend to get a kick out of... where's the other place I got a kick out of? I know that I'm blanking. When the inside of the Grassy Knoll came out, I kind of laughed a lot of that stuff. Ink you encounter national on invisible clothing. Oh god, it burns. moving on. Gleebs asks, I use Spirit Hobo for my speedruns, but the lack of 5-pound equipment is really a drawback. Should I put a lead necklace, the hobo equipment, or tough it out? Well, you know, a lot of people, don't pull. They spend 10 runs in the arena, they 9 adventure their item drop familiar, and then they do the familiar of their choice on that 10th run. Now, if you don't want to do that, if your account has snow cone summoning and you got a green snow cone, you don't need a lead necklace. You can green snow cone when you need it. So it kind of depends on A, do you have snow cone summoning, and B, did you get a green one? So there you go. There's your quest. There's your there you go. Again, if you have questions, send that to 1005959. Now, there's not a trophy for softcore permanenting, but there's a trophy for hardcore permanenting. I'm going to be so pissed. Rickett says, there's new sorts of clover, second 31337 scroll, blah, blah, blah. Yes, yes. Divernon asks, do you think Flavor of Magic is more useful than Transcendental Noodlecraft in terms of hardcore? I'm in leveling up mode and I'm wondering whether to stop now. As it is right now, with all these new areas, without NS13, Flavor of Magic is... I've never used it. Okay. When we start getting the areas that, such as the Knob Shaft, which are all elemental, you need to be able to switch. Flavor of Magic is going to become much more important. As will those powders. Now, that being said, Transcendental Noodlecraft gives you access to food. And, you know, food is good. Food is very good. So I would say go ahead and get the Transcendental. And then, relatively soon, come back and get the Flavor Match. I mean, Jake has said we're going to get like a 30-day warning before NS13 goes in. I've not seen that warning yet, so it means you get a month. Okay, people? Raven Force 3 asks a couple questions. First question, of the missed classes, whose spells are better overall? Consider both classes to be equal in all way, including spell, damage, boost, etc. I tend to... unless I need to get a specific skill or a hardcore item, I tend to play as a possumancer when I don't care. Just because there are more skills in the possumancer set that you need compared to the sorcerer. I mean, possumancer you need, Leash Linguini, you need Springy Fusilli. You need, eventually, as we talk about Flavor of Magic and Transcendental Noodlecraft, when you look at Sorcerer, you need the 15 Sauce, you need Sauce Crafting, you need Elemental Sauce Sphere, oh yeah, and the Possumancer Expert Panhandling, and then Sorcerer, you know, you can get the extra, the ones that make your potions twice as long, intrinsic sauciness. I tend to go with the Possumancer over Sorcerer. But again, that's just me. Second, will I still be able to own some noodles if I perm Transcendental Noodlecraft, or will I have to take Pasta Mastery first? Alright, biggest misconception of the game. You have to have Pasta Mastery to summon noodles in the first place. Transcendental just lets you summon more. Okay? If you can't summon them in the first place, you can't summon more of them. Because you have to know how to summon them in the first place. So you have to have Possumancery before you get Transcendental. Which is better overall, Star Spatula or Chopsticks? It's interesting. Star Spatula is plus 15 spell damage. It's a one-handed item. That's it. Chopsticks is a, again, one-handed item. Spell damage 12, combat initiative plus 20. So you could then feasibly double both of them up to get either plus 30 or plus 24 spell damage. And so the question you have to ask is 6 extra spell points of damage worth in switching out to 40% of combat initiative and 150 power points for attacking? And that's really kind of your call. I mean, if you're spell slinging and you have already a bunch of other combat initiatives, then go with the massive spell damage. If you don't have that, then you can then you should get the chopsticks. It's just, again, it's all how you want to play. If you lack past the mastery, my brain is borked. That's good, Rickett. Why would we double spell damage weapons? The offhand should be kickback cookbook. Good point. Kickback cookbook is plus spell damage 20. I always tend to forget that one. So again, it comes down to, do you want 3 points of damage, you want 20% combat initiative? There you go. Which one's better? It's all to your no count. You send your questions to teacher's assistant, which is player number 1005959. Caliandra says, need ink dipped braids for the female players. I don't understand. I don't explain to me. Justice1234 says, should I pull the component of a 64735 scroll in softcore, only if they absolutely, positively will not drop in the back of your head. It's going, I've wasted enough turns here, and you have the pull to spare. Don't plan it. It should be the crap, I've wasted 67 turns, and I have yet to see my first 30669 scroll. Screw this. I'm going home. Back to the ICP. Oh, for the schoolhouse. Okay. Cancun? Oh. That's... moving on. Next question. Mazapan asks, I'm about to finish up my second hardcore run as a Disco Bandit. Assuming the rest of my runs will be non-path hardcore, should I take Mad Looting skills or advanced cocktail crafting? Take your Mad Looting skills first, then come back and get advanced cocktail crafting later, because in the long term, you want to be able to get your passive item gathering skills down. Alright. I'm just a little bit past 5 o'clock. I'm going to play a couple songs. Go get a drink. And
come back.
If you can, if you have any questions, you can send them to Teacher's Assistant, which is 560-999. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. But honestly suggest that you think about Turtle Tamer with Amphibian Sympathy, because that'll help your stat gains with your familiar. But, as your question did ask, if you're going Seal Clever, I would recommend getting LTS, then turning right around and getting Eye of the Stoat the second time around. Actually, wait, Eye is higher than Lunging Thrust Mac, so get Eye of the Stoat and then come back right around and do Lunging Thrust Mac the second Seal Clever run. Cum Scout? Gross. We don't need pedophiles in radio chat. Please, thank you. Move along. Next question. It's somewhere. Ah! Grimdale says, I've been ascending with the hobo and training a pickle to fight the... To fight the naughty sorceress. So she can tickle your pickle? What? I'm wondering if anyone has gotten good results fighting the naughty sorceress with the hobo boozed up. Or is there a better way of doing it? Gleebs, you play with the hobo, don't you, at times? No, you play with the bugbear shaman. Who is it in radio chat that freaking plays with the hobo all the damn time? Because I honestly... Okay, Gleebs, I'm asking you here. Have you fought the Naughty Sorceress with the hobo boozed up? And does it work well? And or, how do you handle that since you run with the hobo with your ascending? Or do you switch over to your pickle? Okay, so yes, you got one plan with both. No, I haven't. Okay. Sorry, Grimdale. I'm not familiar with the hobo. You might want to actually go into the hardcore channel. I know, heaven forbid. Unless that's Neville saying that he plays with the hobo. Oh no, let's see, does Neville play with his hobo? I have a hobo. Never use it. There's a lot of familiars I have that I don't ever use. Moving on. Yeah, going to hardcore, because honestly, I don't know. Dragonade is desperate for a playmate. Ravenforce says, perhaps I should specify my question. I was referring to damaging spells, not overall skills. What were you asking? I still go with Pasta Mastery on that. Count as my next run will be Sorcerer to make my full set of hardcore spells, skills, Pasta Mastery, Eye of the Stoat, Lunging Thrust Mac, and Sauce Crafting. I was thinking getting Sympathy next and then Leash. What do you think? I think that's a viable option. You may also want to throw into the mix Mad Looting skills as an early option. You may also want to throw into the mix Empathy of the Nude as well. I would say probably those two plus the two I just told you more than likely would not be a bad choice of your next four. Just 1234 says, I'm on a hiatus from hardcore for a while. Is there anything I should do in softcore other than the two gravy fairies? Well, there's three. Actually, Actually, technically, there's five elemental gravy fairies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 5 gravy fairies you can get. You could work on... Let's see, when I was softcore, I worked on finishing up all the tattoos. I worked on getting the gnomish trophy, the boss trophy, the trivial skill trophy. I worked on getting the herb brownie trophy. I worked on, what else, the donation, the Three Amigos trophy, I worked on Genderbender trophy, I worked on a bunch of trophies, Stabbat, Moving on. Life is Lemon asks, I am now in the early stages of a hardcore oxy run, but have been advice can you give to a hardcore noob on survival and the best way to gain stats? Number one, only adventure on stat days, except for when you have to go in the daily dungeon. Number two, patience. Number three, you want to have leash and empathy on as much as you can on a stat game familiar. Number four, if you can afford Antiphon, use it. If you have snow cones and you can have them on, use them. But save a green for later. It'll save you stress in the long run if you have that option. What else? And just basically do your normal run. Just realize it's going to be a lot slower. So, yes, that would be my suggestion. Peregrine KT, who still is my favorite artist, because I have art from her on my wall. Okay, it was that good, people. And I'm trying to get her to enter my new contest, and she's balking on me. So, hey, I'm getting kind of bored during played old hardcore ascensions. So I'm thinking getting ye old oxycore ones out of the way before doing silly ye old trophies. Are there some good order to do them in, like start with Steel Clover, so you have a shill however you spell it to start out with? Skills I will have, yes. Yes, there is an established hardcore oxy loop that works very well. Do a hardcore Steel Clubber, no path or teat, do no path to lead into your first oxy. Okay, hardcore no path. So you have a shield going into Steel Clubber, you get a pike, which requires muscle, so you take Turtle Tamer. You get a pith helmet, which requires moxie, so then you go to Disco Bandit, which gives you plexi pants, which requires Moxie again, so you go to Accordion Thief, which gives you the Pendant, which requires Mysticality, so then you go to Sorcerer, which gives you the Pinky Ring, which then gives you into Pasta Master, which then you get the Pocket Watch. So it's Seal Clever, Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, Pasta Master. There you go. I'm not balking. yes, the art contest has another was it 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's 3 weeks to con. Ah! Yeah, you have 3 weeks left. Huh. Alright, let's go back to the next questions. Oh, I have no new questions. I have no new questions. I have no new questions. Oh, to know. Defective skull. People talk about the defective skull, which a lot of people say that's just one of the funniest damn items in here. Some of these comments. It deduces things in combat. I deduce that you won that fight. Well, thank you, you idiot. I deduce that he has more than one hit point. Oh my god. It's like, it's great. I actually don't think I've gotten one of those to drop yet. Offhand, I've not gotten one yet, and that makes me cry. I'll get one eventually. This, you know, the RNG of the random item. So let's go back to the... It takes 3 weeks to do this thing. See, you have 3 weeks left. Perfect! I'm so mean. Istanbul says, what's the best method to farm for bottles of booze in hardcore? Dig through the barrels, kick some orc ass, something else? Aidez moi. If you're high enough level, it's gotta be the booze giants. But I got yelled at about this last week, by various people. Oh, Pear, I'm just giving you grief. I think highly of your art. Take it as a compliment. But yeah, I got yelled at because I wasn't doing booze advice right. Booze giants are good because they're in a high stat area, and you'll get lots of booze, and then if you were in Menagerie 1 a little bit sooner before you could get to Menagerie 3, you'd have a decent collection of fruit, okay? You can pick up a couple whiskeys here and there in the Goatlet. Count. Not answering questions from this account. But no, the booze giants are good. The barrels are good for those top tier drinks that you can get from the barrels. There you go. That's good. I don't know booze. Because okay, you want to know how many booze runs I have actually done? Let me think. One. That's right. One. Why did I do that? Because I wanted the hardcore tattoo. That's the only hardcore booze run I've done. And it was a disaster. It was a whopping... How long did that damn thing take me? It took me 12 days to do a hardcore booze run where I can do a teat run in 9 at the same time. And now I guess you got down to 8, and now I'm so not been doing hardcore such a long time. So yeah, I'm so not a booze expert. Teat runs? Yes, I can talk about those. No pass? I can sort of talk about those too. Softcore? I'm all there. Unless you're talking about one day runs, then I'm so not there. Booze runs? No. Go ask Rickett. Rickett knows booze runs. Again, if you have any questions, send that to teachersassistant100-5959. Antonora asks, I'm currently wondering about all the ways a new player, a level 8 on the first run of my games, can get the most out of extra rollover adventures. Well, if you have the moxie for level 8, you should have a chrome weapon. Hopefully you got a chrome weapon from the Hermit. If you didn't get a chrome weapon, since you got a 1 in 3 chance, then, you know, you could make a chrome weapon if you have the proper weaponing skills. The pocket watch that drops, you can use that. You can be in a clan and get adventures there. You can have a meat maid and get adventures there. Those are all things relatively easy to do. This is your first run, so there's no reason you don't just go buy a chrome weapon from the mall or have someone give you one. A lot of the other extra adventure items are either rare, like they don't drop right now, or they might be too, stat required for a level 8. And there's that new sword with all those new craftings that gives 5 adventures. I was sent one in DJ Ash and I never actually looked at it. So, not the Hermit, the Trapsor. Did I say Hermit? The Trapsor. Oh. I did too, I got chrome, I was happy. No, not the Hermit. Yeah, the Sword of Inappropriate Prepositions, which I don't know exactly what the power on that is. Let's see here. Maul. Search. Sword of Inappropriate. What's your course? Can you not put him in the Maul? Wow. Huh. Because they're not in the Maul. Yeah, someone sent one to me a little bit ago. Mazda 7? Yes. To your anonymous question that you asked me to keep anonymous. Anyway, sort of inappropriate prepositions. It's a haplo! Yay, haplo! Looking at the weapons. Where is it? Sword behind inappropriate prepositions. Ah, okay. It's 130 power, requires 45 muscle. So if you have 45 muscle, go get you one of those. Because that's kind of nice. Just 250,000 meat. Look, just go get a chrome thing for right now. Because chrome right now is, chrome swords 5,000. Why the hell is a chrome sword hilt at 115,000? This is me not actually knowing exactly all of the new crafting recipes and not realizing, stuff like that, because that makes absolutely no sense. Wow. That really doesn't. Oh, because you can't make them anymore. That would be why they're expensive. Because they're a discontinued item. Never mind. Thank you. Moving on, because I'm an idiot. Like I said, I'm not familiar with the new skills. Let's see here. Load asks, how should I play Turtle Tamer without Thrustmack? Very carefully. Again, get as much melee damage as you can. Increase your muscle modifiers as much as you can. Increase your muscle and your melee damage as high as possible. Gleaves asks, what should I make in a hardcore run? Bartender in a box or chef in a box? Chef in a box. You get a better return of turns out of a chef than you do drinks. Count asks, what volleyball familiar do you think is the most useful during hardcore? I may be getting one soon. I was wondering on which one you think I should get. Well, I always go with my trusty Cheshire Bat, which the new variant of that, of course, is a symbol playing monkey. So, you know, those are good because it gives you meat and it gives you the stats. And that's good. So I would suggest that. It's a damn lie. Why is it a lie? What's a lie? What did I just lie on? What did I lie on? Gleaves asks, what is the one single best healing skill to take in hardcore? There are split camps on this one, okay? There are split camps on that one. There are some people who say Tongue of the Walrus, hands down, because it gets you rid of beaten up. There are other people who say Calona Cocoon because it's 20 and it heals you completely. I'm like, you know what? Get both. Because if you need here to beaten up, Tongue of the Walrus, one time, boom, you're okay. If, however, you have more than, say, 60, 65 hit points, then it's cheaper to use Cannelloni, but you're still going to be beaten up. Well, if you're that strong and you really have that much hit points, you can probably do some of your back farming, like in your pixels, or for items you might need for the tower, for those areas. So, there is a lot of camps to say Cannelloni is the best, Tongue of the Walrus is the best, and I kind of go with a hybrid compilation, depending on situations. Scrolling down, looking for questions. Peregrine asks, so in addition to being all stuck in hardcore, not really being able to do stuff, what's the most fun new thing to fool around with? Crafting, potions, food, smashing things, etc. Potions came out. Kind of did a little revamp, and that's okay. Crafting of the weapons and all that. Tons of stuff there. That's pretty cool. New foods. Once I got figured out, it was okay. Smashing, unless you're Crovax. It's kind of all been done already. The new weapons and the new items like that seems to be actually pretty good. Those seem to be fairly well received, and I highly approve, just because of all the different options now that you have of what to do with. See, and some people are like, and Rody's saying lasagna bandages, which is also another one. Nice one. Scrolling down. Oh, no more questions. Oh, to knows. I do have another question. And Antonora asks, I have another question as soon as I send. What is the ideal zodiac sign I should choose? I plan to become a pasta mancer again. Also, thank you for the traps for advice. He actually gives me a quest to get chrome. Sweet. Yay for you. Well, if you're going teetotaler or no path, possum is good. The debate now, because of this clover drought, is that Marmot might be a good choice now instead. Definitely go with one of the mist signs. Unless you want to go for a muscle sign and maybe pick up one of the elemental gravy fairies. But that's your choice. I see, if you did it right, you do three during one run. But anyway, you know, I would say if you're still early on, go with Possum. It gives you the extra adventures off your food. Looking for more questions. Scrolling down. Lilith asks, I'm trying to decide what class to go next run with my shiny solitaire. It's mist. It gives you nice happiness mist wise, so I'd lean towards a mysticality class. But really, that one's kind of one of those where it's really usable anywhere. You know. Most of the stainless steel items, except for maybe the shill, are really usable lots of places. Whereas the shill really shines when you're on a muscle class. You know, like I said, it's, you know, I lean toward mist, but as I said, it works just about anywhere because of the minus MP cost. You know, that's what I'm saying. Oh, my voice is starting to go because I've talked for 2 hours straight. And I have 12 minutes left. You know, now look, if you like a shill, what do you get? A pike. Oh my god. Pike is hot sex. Especially when you're in muscle class. Oh my god. Mazapan asks, I was thinking of trying out Goof Vault. A lot of them, and it's sent at level 1. I'm wondering, though, after de-leveling, will I lose the skills I paid for? I don't know that one. I don't know. Do you lose a skill if you go under the level that you bought it? I don't play that. I know people have played with de-leveling, but I don't know if you lose your skills. Gleep says you do not. So I will go with that. So you're safe. Cardinal asks how I type with boxing gloves on very carefully. Hellboy386 asks, how useful is a stainless steel scarf in hardcore? It's actually fairly useful. Then the second question is, especially against the Naughty Sorceress, it's not useful against her at all. But it is useful getting to the Naughty Sorceress, because it increases the monster level, makes your monster fights a little bit harder. But, you know, you don't like the pike. Oh my god. Yeah. I see. Lil sent me her skill list. What she should go for next. So you get Claws of the Otter. You still need that. You still need Expert Panhandling. You still need nimble fingers. You still need... Those would be the ones that, those passives that I just said. Nimble fingers and your second claw would be good to get. Or you could go get torso awareness just for fun. That would be kind of what I would look for. Okay, everybody's saying they're fairly sure. Oh, yeah, hides. I knew something else I was forgetting. I was like, there's something else I'm forgetting. That's obvious. It's passive. Oh, yeah, hides. Everybody's saying that pretty much that if you don't lose a skill if you de-level yourself. Some people are saying you can even still buy them. Not much more time for questions, guys. I'm very much thinking the long song to get me out of here. Because, that'd be fun. Ooh, I could do that Eurythmics remix. That'd be fun. That'd mess with everybody. Let me check with Tehaplo. Ready? Go ahead and end out this mess. So, this has been State of the Kingdom. It happens every week from 4 to 6. Nephilim sent me calculus questions. Oh, that's so easy, though. I'll hit these last two real quick. Nephilim, I'm not doing your calculus for you. 4 to 6 Central. This world revolves around me. How can someone with little meat as fast by Rema ever get previous Mr. Raid store items? What should I be doing to get things like Snowcone's Tome? Farm meat at the ICP and play them all. Or donate Mr. Raids. Anyway, guys, if I didn't get to your questions, I'm sorry. If you wait 5 minutes and I go clear out the account and all those questions, you could actually go ahead and send in questions for next week and have them ready to go. Also, if you have a multi and you'd like to join the classroom, do send teachers a K-mail that you are going to apply so that I know to go over there and let you in. Anyway, this has been State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL, and I shall talk to you all later. Music on Tuesday. Goodbye.